This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Respond from it. You know, the short ending goal, you score the next one, and then you lock it down in the third period. It just seemed like, okay, this happened, let's forget it, let's move on. Was that the mentality?
Yeah, we talked about, the next shift has to be a good one. They've been on a pretty good run, although, you know, they've got outshot pretty badly, but they've been winning games. They got a lot of skill up front, but especially with that top six forwards, and we knew they were going to make plays. So I just felt we got a little cuteness in the second period, especially in the power play. Dawes could have hammered a shot and maybe a little unselfish trying to get it back to Tage. But I thought we got a game in order for the third period and played a strong third. We were able to lock the game away.
Even generally speaking, I mean, what's the difference been for this group in the third period that's allowed you guys to lock down these leads the last couple and get the wins?
Well, you know, you have to take a real smart approach to the game. You don't have to put a lot of risk in your game. If you're leading the game, force the other team into making mistakes and getting real aggressive with you, and you'll all of a sudden you will get some chances because of their risk. But if you put your own risk in there trying to score more goals, there's a good chance that you're going to give them the opportunity to get back in the game. And I thought our guys were really good about playing smart and doing the right things in the third.
This game was often reminiscent of the Pittsburgh game. How much do you guys sense that your players are learning some of the lessons here, even from game to game? And last year that was a big problem.
We got to continue to grow. I think we're growing, but it's a daily basis where you got to trust what we need to do and do it at the right time, and we're getting better. We've talked a lot about the start of games. I thought our start of the game tonight was good. At one point, I think the shots were 13-2. We came out, scored the first goal. We got a power play goal, which, you know, was big for our club in the first period. So there was a lot of good in that first period. I know that they had a little push, and they're good enough to have a push, and you have to defend it, and it's how you react to the push, whether you're going to end up winning a hockey game or not.
How relieved are you that offer is gone?
I told you guys, by the end of the year, it would be gone, and I kept my promise.
Tage is playing at a level that he's playing at right now, an elite level. Just how does that transform a team, I guess?
Well, you know, I think every team almost has that line that they go to, and it's such a comfort to put that line out there the way they're playing. I mean, offensively playing really good, but defensively doing a really good job. If you look at the end of the game and where JJ positionally was at, I can't say enough about his game, but I think when you get the puck on Tage's stick, he's shooting it, and he's a tough guy to defend, because if you play the shot, he can beat you with some one-on-one play. And I think what complements it all is, you've got Tuck on that other side that, he's a puck thief, and he comes up with pucks, and they generate a lot of opportunities from being in the right place.
Did you like the movement you saw from Rasmus Dahlin, and especially in the first half of the game?
I did. I said last game I thought his game was close to being where it needs to be. And then again tonight, I think he went through quite a bit going through camp and missing with the injury, and I think he's still he's getting close to where he needs to be.
Coach, you shuffled the lines in the middle wingers on the second and third line tonight. How do you feel that paid off?
Well, I shuffled before, and then I shuffled during again too. So you're going to find that I think there's a pair of guys that can always play together. I think in some situations, whether you are trying to get other guys going or whether you're trying to defend something, you'll maybe move a piece around the lineup. I started one way and went back to another way. So that's a pretty common theory for me.
Was there any reason to switching back in the middle and kind of reshuffling as the game went on?
To see if we could get even better. Because if you don't shuffle him, you'll never know.
Zucker seems to be one of those pieces. Is that just because he's the steadying presence of the forward group? What have you seen in him?
He's got a dimension to his game that I think can help you in different ways. He can score. He can set up a lot of plays. I think if you look at his numbers, a veteran guy that, you know, I put him with a cousin in Quinn to see if, you know, just help get them going. Maybe that extra play. So just looking at ways of trying to get better as a team.
Did you get the sense that the 5-on-6, you got the break, Kane hits the post, but it almost would have been unjust. You probably deserved to win that game. You deserved that break.
You know, the one puck rattled around like two things and went right to Kane's stick, and I think it only happens to Kane. I would have thought that was unjust because it hit like two things and, like, it didn't go to his skates. It went right to the tape. But I think that, you know, we're going to continue to work on that part of the game, too, where we don't give up the opportunity we ended up giving up. But I thought, again, the desperation with the extra guy and with the skill they had on the ice, you're going to have some looks that you have to defend.
What's it do to the group when somebody like Beck drops down to block a shot late in the first period there, especially with where the game was, momentum?
It tells you how much... as a group, we want to win a hockey game. It sends a message right down the bench, and I think what I really like is every guy in that bench is up, letting them know what a move to go down and make sure that puck didn't get to our goaltender.
You struck three wins together. That was a problem. You weren't here for it last year, but now is that something that you, if you're going to be a better team, you have to do, be able to string wins together like that?
I think every team puts runs together of some distance, whether it's 3 to 8 to 10, whatever it is. If you can get momentum, I mean, there's things that catch fire, like your top line catches fire, your special teams catches fire. There's different areas of your game that can really help you push. And I think right now we've got a top line that's really been doing it. I think if our power play can gain a little bit more traction now, it'll help us continue on this run. But you do need it during the year because you know there's going to be a time where you're playing good, you're a hot goaltender, you don't put the puck in the net like we kind of started the year. So take advantage when you get on a run.
How much of that is your contract, your contract, compared to some of the players' contract?
I've talked to the team about building an identity. You just can't have one. You have to build one. Part of that identity is what Beck did at the end of the first, what the two or three players did at the end of the third when it was 5-on-6. It's a mentality that we'll do almost everything to win a hockey game. And we're going to do it from day one right through game 82.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.